Well, Mickey, another defeat, 4-point defeat, obviously disappointed.
Disappointed, Tom. I suppose we were three up at half time, you know, and maybe it wasn't enough. The breeze was very strong and we had a few wides and stuff, and we gave away a couple of soft scores. But then we started well in the second half, went 4 points up, which is a good point for Sean McVeigh, but we gave away a soft goal then and get Wicklow's tails up, you know.
Yeah, and they got the second goal was a real hammer blow, wasn't it?
Second blow, our goal was a real hammer blow. We were five down at one stage and brought it back to two. Yeah. But then the second goal, but then five up again. And it was really us searching for goals after that, you know, and they weren't to be got today.
Yeah. There was a lot of positives in the game that you started without your top leading marksman, Declan Coulter.
I suppose a massive loss for the game. And I felt if we did have him, Tom, we'd been very, very close to Wicklow because he's good for maybe a goal or two or three points, you know, and it was a massive loss for us. And I suppose out of the six forwards, only one forward started the other day, started the Nicky Raggart final. So big transition from last year. So a positive is that we competed well with all these new boys out and we were...
What's the story with Declan?
Declan's popped his calf muscle, so it's going to be 4 or 5 weeks since the grade two, so he'd be struggling to make the Warwickshire playoff match, but... Hopefully we can get him to do something that game, even a half, you know.
I know he was a big loss, but nevertheless, Lee Henderson certainly stepped into the breach today and like was impeccable from place ball.
Yeah, Lee had a bit of form today, you know, and he's a very accurate free-taker, and he gave us a good shift from play today too, you know, and his confidence is down there, but that'll do Lee no harm because he's one of them forwards we're going to need on form, you know, going into the Christy Ring and playoff.
You had the couple of changes, the personnel changes that were forced. Connor Park couldn't start out and Kieran Finn came in. But you made a wholesale changes as well. You moved Joe Boyle to midfield alongside Danny Cullen. You shifted the team around. Ronan McDermott went to full forward. You had Christy McDermott back in for the first game of the year. You shifted the team around a lot. And for a time in the game today, they really looked as if they were capable of beating Wicklow.
Yes, I know. We had to make a few changes. I suppose you always need somebody dangerous days in the square. So when we lost Declan, we put Ronan in, who's dangerous on his day, you know, and Christy wasn't fit to come at the start of the season, but back, and if Christy's available, he'll be on any team in Donegal, you know, so they're two big changes, and I felt Joe fall back the last day, you know, he's better suited out in the middle of the field, he's a good engine, and him and Danny's a good partnership, a lot of experience, so it did work to a certain extent, but I suppose we just give away a few mistakes that punished us.
You know your fate now, you have two games left, you're playing down next week away and then you're home to Warwickshire. Regardless how it goes in those two games, unless you beat Down away, I suppose, and beat Warwickshire, that you're more than likely in a playoff.
More than likely playoff, even we beat Down and we get 4 points level, Wicklow, they're the head-to-head over us, so it's looking like playoff more or less, and we'll be resting everybody going to Down next week, anybody that's struggling, we are carrying a few knocks, so it'll be a chance for the boys in the squad to get a game, and it's all about Warwickshire now for us to aim and get everybody fit and ready for them.
Yeah, and it's all about Warwickshire in the playoff, not even so much the game this year in, what, 2 weeks' time?
Exactly, 2 weeks' time, I think. Suppose Warwickshire's not going to come here with full strength and then show their hand, and maybe us the same, so it's more or less the playoff game that's going to be the big target.
Yeah. And certainly what we're seeing today, not far away from the level required.
Not far away, and I suppose if we'd have kept the panel as strong as last year, we'd have been competing very well in that division. But we can't complain about the boys we have. They really put the shoulder will, and they're getting behind and they're backing one another. So we're quite happy. We competed well with Kildare and first half against Derry and run Wicklow the whole way of the day. So we're fairly confident we can beat Warwickshire and stay in this division, which is the main aim, you know.
Well, Lee Henderson, first of all, disappointed with the outcome of the game, I'm sure, but on a personal level, very happy with your own performance, 10 points.
Yeah, disappointed overall because that game was there for the taking, but delighted to get back in the scoring myself personally, but that means nothing when the team doesn't win, Tom, unfortunately.
Yeah, you had been laid low for a while with injury and form was off, was it a bit as a result?
The injuries this last, I would say, year and a bit maybe, and then when the team's winning well and you're sitting back and you're kind of the forgotten man a wee bit at times, and then you're struggling to find form as well, doesn't, when the team's going well, because you're under pressure to play well when you get back in. But just delighted to be back, Tom, to be honest.
10 points today, as I said, and there was a couple of them from outside the middle of the field here in the first half.
There was one or two good ones there now, in fairness, because it was tight gale blowing up and down and across that field there now. It was tough, but
so you must have kept practicing anyway.
Well, Decky was hitting the freeze there until he got injured there, so it's just Decky's unfortunate to miss the day, but I was just glad to pick up the pieces for the team.
So going to looking forward now, obviously I don't know if you look forward to a playoff, but that's what the way it's basically going to be. But the way you've played in your games, Donegal aren't far off staying in that division or far off competing in that division.
No, we're definitely right there with teams. We're not getting no hammerings. We're just on the wrong side of results, unfortunately, but hopefully we'll get the rub of the green soon and get one or two key players back, like Decky, and it's great to see Christian McDermott back today, and unfortunately we lost Gavin Brown then at half-time with an injury too. It was a bit of a blow, but we'll get a few more lads back now, and we'll just keep hammering at it, and hopefully we'll get through this playoff.